John chapter 5, verses 17 to 30. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is still working, and I also am working." For this reason, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but was also calling God his own Father, thereby making himself equal to God. Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. The Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be astonished. Indeed, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whomsoever he wishes. The Father judges no one, but has given all the judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, the hour is coming, and now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be astonished at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek to do not my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. I live in the USA and in the state of Wisconsin, so March Madness has particular meaning for me. Why? For all you folks out there who are not fans of basketball, the University of Wisconsin has found its way into the Final Four of this annual college sports event. But the truth is, March Madness may have another meaning for those of us who are making our way through the season of Lent, when we are reminded over and over again, as we are in today's response, that our God is truly gracious and merciful. This is another bit of madness, is it not? especially given the fact that in today's gospel, Jesus says, "My Father is still working, and so I also am working." Not only is it the Sabbath when he goes about his teaching and healing, but Jesus claims an intimacy with God. And it is for these reasons they seek to kill him. What kind of madness is this? What Jesus is trying to say is, "I know God." As a matter of fact, not only do I know God, but God is my Father. And I know that God loves those whom I heal. Not only that, but God loves you. Jesus' relationship with God is one of listening. And in this gospel passage from John, he claims that his judgment is based on the judgment of God. In other words, people will be judged by Jesus based on their actions. So we do the work of God. Do we do the work of God? Are we slow to anger? Do we act with kindness? Can we be compassionate? In her new book, The Empathy Exams by Leslie Jamison, she says, empathy isn't just something that happens to us, a meteor shower of synapses firing across the brain. It's a choice we make to pay attention, to extend ourselves. The act of choosing simply means we've committed ourselves to a set of behaviors greater than the sum of our individual inclinations. So, whether words from the Gospel of John or a book written in the year 2014, the choice we make is the basis of how we will be judged by Jesus. And so, like Jesus, let us do the work of God. It is good news, and it's not madness.